Thank you for this opportunity to think out loud on the radio. Once a year, for I don't know how long, I've had the privilege of speaking on this program. Usually something will occur during the weeks before from which I'm able to draw inspiration for a topic. This year, nothing remarkable has occurred, and consequently, I have been struggling to find a suitable subject. Reflecting on this predicament, a vague idea has begun to emerge, and while not yet clear, I will try to organize my thoughts as I go along. Back when I was in the sixth grade, my Sunday school curriculum involved working with a workbook from which we covered a different topic every time we met. There were lessons on the important and influential events in the life of Shinran, a picture of a fishnet to explore the idea of interconnectedness and interdependence of all life, and one lesson where there was a picture of a crooked tree with a question posed on the bottom of the page, which read, "How do you see a crooked tree straight?" This, of course, prompted lively discussion, exploring all the possible ways a crooked tree can appear straight. My thoughts were initially that the tree was bent only along one plane, so that when looked at from the side, it would appear straight. My classmates had many ideas also, and each of them were novel. Still, our teacher simply rejected each answer and further insisted that we think about it for a week, and the answer was forthcoming the following week. Not one to take Sunday school lessons so seriously, I was nonetheless bothered by this problem all week, exhausting all rational answers. It was all I could do to wait for Sunday to roll around for the revealing of the answer. On that Sunday, we were asked if we had indeed solved the problem. As no one had, the answer was finally revealed. The way to see a crooked tree straight is to see it crooked. That's so dumb, I thought. It was so simple that it just couldn't be the right answer. I was hoping for an interesting twist, much like a clever answer that Ikkyu-san of animated fame would use to outwit the poser of a particularly mind-stumping problem. As the days, months, and years wore on, however, that simple statement has taken on deeper and deeper meaning. These days, many of us use social media to communicate. Communicating is a good thing, but it has gotten to the point where people don't actually converse face-to-face, but rather text or message via social media. I know people who text their children who live just down the hall in the same house that it's time for dinner. Haven't you ever seen a bunch of people sitting together at a restaurant for dinner and all of them are on their own smartphones while waiting for the meal to be served? Anyway, this is another topic for discussion at another time. I'm seeing many posts on social media in which people ask all their friends to pray for a family member or a close friend who may be having health issues and facing surgery and other possibly life-altering procedures or treatments. I wonder if these people actually expect that such prayers will be answered by the universe by way of some kind of divine intervention which will postpone or avert sickness or death for the wishes of a few. This always makes me feel awkward. I can promise to pray, but that would not be sincere. Even if I truly believe that such prayer can change what should happen naturally, I don't know how much quote-unquote pull I have with the Buddha, God, the universe, or whatever power is in control, considering my humble and unremarkable status. I feel as though I should be able to do something to help, but from deep within, my heart and mind tells me that no amount of prayer can change the natural course of events. This is at once disturbing and reassuring, in that on one hand, it is disturbing to recognize my inability to effect the aversion of the inevitable, but on the other hand, reassuring in that deep down, I know this is so, even though my conscious mind will not accept. Shinran also had a similar experience. While disavowing petitionary prayer of any kind, he writes that he found himself reciting sutras in hopes that they might somehow aid in his recovery when stricken with illness and was delirious, indicating how deep human ignorance can be. Another kind of message on social media, which is slowly becoming uncomfortable, are those which encourage others only toward the positive while rejecting the negative things in life. Always look for the silver lining. Appreciation and gratitude is the key to happiness. Positive thoughts will attract positive results. Everything happens for a reason. These are all noble and true statements and become self-apparent as they sink in over time for any particular situation. But to me, they become insincere when one imposes these thoughts on another. Why must I focus only on the positive and whenever possible reject the negative? Isn't true and real life made up of both? And shouldn't I experience totally both facets of life? Even my questioning of people's intentions makes me doubt my true understanding and intent. Why can't I see things as they are and not as they should be or as I expect them to be? All that I see in life is in terms of myself, even though I know that this self is empty and false. Either I accept this contradiction wholly, or I will be forever seeking one and rejecting the other. And this brings me back, full circle, to the crooked tree. The way to see a crooked tree straight is to see it crooked. Somehow, all things in life must appear straight for things to make sense. This inclination makes life more difficult to understand and appreciate, but this is naturally my human situation. And yet, lately, the thought that all things and events in life are intrinsically without intent, malicious or otherwise, has been flashing through my consciousness momentarily at random times. These are the vague and random thoughts which defy recognition, categorization, or comprehension. They may originate in the dark and deep recesses of my ignorance, but I'm thinking that they are actually messages from the universe to tell me that I am still, to this day, not seeing the crooked tree straight by seeing it straight, instead of seeing it straight by seeing it crooked. Huh? So much for organizing my thoughts as I go. Namo Amida Butsu. Bye.